الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. In the previous ayat, we read where Allah Ta'ala spoke to all of mankind, not only to the believers, and commanded that we should eat of halal and tayyibah, and the great importance of eating halal food, and not only halal, but it must be healthy, wholesome, it must be that in which there is no doubt. So we should be very careful of all the takeaway foods, we should be very careful of all the junk foods, etc. And we should see the money with which we buy our food is also halal, and the food that we buy must be also halal, and halal and tayyibah. And a person who will and you eat halal food, amongst the very many benefits that we mentioned, one will be that his du'as will be accepted. Many of us wonder that we say also that my du'as are not being accepted. We should see what we are eating. It comes clearly in a hadith that a very distressed person whose du'as Allah readily accepts, he's on a travel, he's got problems, he stretches his hands out and great passion is making du'a to Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, I've got this problem, help me, help me. It comes for Anna Yustajab. Where will his du'a be accepted? His food is haram, his clothing is haram, he's nourished with haram, so where is his du'a going to be accepted? So it's very important, food is very, very important, and halal is very important. Many of us make a lot of ibadat, but we are not concerned about our earnings, whether they are halal. We are not concerned of the food that we eat, whether it is healthy, wholesome, halal food or not. We just eat any and everything, and then we have problems in our lives, whether they be health problems, financial problems, domestic problems. Therefore, it is very important. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. He is misleading you. He is making this junk food, really dirty food. He makes it very enjoyable to you. And the way a person covets this food, almost everyone just goes mad for this food. It is all shaitan who makes it like that. And shaitan is your open enemy. He doesn't hide his enmity. He's not a munafiq also. That he shows you I'm your friend, but he's your enemy, is your open enemy. And he leads you all onto wrong. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala further explains that shaitan innama ya'murukum bisru'i wal fahsha. Wo to yahi hukam karega tumko ke bure kaam aur behayai karo. He will continuously commands you that you should do evil, su' and fahsha, shameless acts. And that we see openly in this world. When people are following shaitan, now the sex education in school, which cannot be ever comprehended, what terrible things little children are being taught. And very openly they are being taught. So this is what shaitan, he teaches all this. All this evil, and he makes it look beautiful in our eyes, and makes it look enjoyable to us. So all evil, whether it is with our akhlaq, is true. He teaches us bad akhlaq and fahsha, shamelessness. Then a person becomes shameless and he loses all his haya. And iman and haya, shame, the two go together. If the one is not there, the other one also departs. If a person hasn't got shame, iman also departs. So these are two very important things to preserve our iman. And shaitan attacks those very two things. He destroys our akhlaq and he makes us shameful. And further than that, وَن تَقُولُوا أَلَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. اور جھوٹ لگاؤ اللہ پر وہ باتیں جن کو تم نہیں جانتے. And then he makes you say those false things, those evil things with regard to even Allah Ta'ala, which you yourself haven't got knowledge about.
Like for example, that Allah has got children, that Isa alayhi salam is the child of Allah Ta'ala. Na'udhu billah, Maryam alayhi salam is the wife of Allah. Whatever all these wrong things he makes you then, he gets you involved in all those things which you have got no proof of. And the proof is only those things which are proven, which Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Allah gave the command, and that is the proof of that being the right thing to do. And when a person listens to shaitan, he has got no proof of what he's doing, and he keeps on doing it. A person worships idols now, na'udzubillah, the Hindus, etc. And they've got no proof that we have to worship idols. All they can say is that our forefathers were doing it. So whatever the previous people were doing, that is no proof that it is the right thing that a person must do. There are many wrong things people have been doing and carry on doing. We can't just accept all things which people were doing. We have to put it on, judge it on the Quran and Hadith, whether it is right or wrong what they are doing. And idol worship is a thing that even one's mind will tell him that this is the height of stupidity. But they go mad in that worship of the idol. The Christians who worship Trinity and they believe in Trinity, they also will give their lives for it. And that is also totally false. Nothing to write in there. On the other hand, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that is an established fact. There is no other being, deity, anyone worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala. So shaitan misleads a person. And all this starts when a person starts eating the haram food, whether the food itself is haram or we acquired it with haram money, haram meat, and then this misleads a person. Also, if we want to, we can try it out many people. For example, we are giving somebody da'wah of Islam, but he's just not accepting, whether it's our worker, a friend, or anyone. And then ask that person to eat for 40 days halal food, make the arrangement for him. Then give him da'wah and see his response will be completely different. Because as long as the haram is in a person can't think right also. He thinks everything wrong. Also with our children, when they are not being obedient to us and they are doing all the wrong things and things that we just cannot understand. How can my daughter be doing this? How can my son be doing this? Try our best that they eat halal food. And then see on their own they will change. Similarly, giving da'wat to somebody and they are in a state of janabat, non-believers, all the time they don't make pusle janabat, they are all the time in a state of janabat, or being nabab. So in that state also, a person cannot understand what the right things. Ask them to make ghusl, show them how to make ghusl, and after that give them da'wat. And then see the great difference that there will be. So this purity and cleanliness, and our food being halal and tayyib, good, healthy, wholesome food in which there is no doubt. These are the basic ingredients to come closer to Allah, to understand deen, to enjoy deen. How many of us, we are making our namaz, but just as a duty, we don't get enjoyment in our namaz. No enjoyment in tilawat. We should check our food which we are eating. And we should also check whether our ghusl is right, our wudu is correct. If we are talking while making wudu, forget if we didn't wash the ankles properly, or we did not wash the elbows properly. If we are just talking in wudu, then also we won't get concentration in namaz. And the enjoyment of ibadat will not come. So all these things must be correct, then see the difference. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.